Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with Books and
Barachas.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have
Maria.
That's Erica and Maria. This is a book podcast. We swear, we spoil, we talk about sex, and we suck at it. However, this week, we are not talking about a book. We're doing another one of our...
We're talking about books.
Yeah.
Topics.
We're doing a topic books. Episode, which people seem
to... like our topic episodes.
Yeah, well, you just like to hear us bullshit.
You like to hear us bitch, which
that's
is like
not a book that we're getting wrong. So yeah,
this is what we do. We bitch. That's our thing.
This is what podcasts are usually
in our name.
Yeah,
but this is what podcasts are usually like. They're just people popping off.
Erica came up with the name Books and Betches.
Yeah. She did.
How did you even?
Everything that happens to us is all Erica's fault.
Why did you come up with Books and Betches?
I think we were just spitballing.
I think you said it as a joke, and we were all like,
"I said it as a joke," and Kristen was like, "That's fucking awesome." And
no,
I was like,
no.
Okay.
What happened was you said it, and we all went, "Well, I can't think of anything else."
Yeah, that works.
That's literally what happened.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so you were like,
I'll find a recipe.
I'm pretty sure I was like, I can't come up with anything better, so that'll do.
And we thought hard.
That'll
do.
You know what? Considering what our content has grown into, because like,
it fits.
Obviously, in the beginning, we tried to be serious. With
yeah, we
segments
did, didn't we?
And like,
oh my god,
so
we
bad.
Had segments.
Segments and like people, talk, actual people, things.
People will literally message in and be like, I'm listening to your entire backlog of
whenever they say that, I'm like,
and
oh,
I go,
no.
I am so sorry for the first 50.
Yeah. They're not bad though.
Yeah.
They're probably more put together than these.
That's probably par for the course though. But you know what it is? These aren't as put together as we were before, but these are more us than
authentic.
We were before.
But people have grown with us.
That yes. too.
Remember when we wanted to be anonymous? Okay, anyway.
Oh, I wanted it so bad. And you said, let's put it on YouTube. YouTube.
What's the topic of discussion today, Erica?
The topic of discussion has been a topic that people have been discussing on TikTok.
And can you just say the topic?
Is
she's getting there.
Is books being fast fashion like right now? So like quick turnarounds for books for kind of like think about like a Shein of books.
Oh.
So like fast fashion is like low quality, low product quality.
High turnaround,
ooh, quick.
Interesting.
Trendy and changes like with the tide and with like the mood of the reader. So like similar to fast fashion where like Shein, Forever 21, like
Zara,
very like fast fashion where like, you know, plaid might be in one month and it's not in 3 months from then.
There's definitely a fad on TikTok. I feel like TikTok, let's just specifically discuss
we
TikTok.
Always harp on TikTok.
Because I think that's where it all started.
Well, that's where it's popped off since TikTok boomed in 2020.
So YouTube has been around forever.
Yep.
BookTube has been a thing for a while.
Yep.
My version of BookTube was always like the Bryan Sandersons, like the very fantastical, like the epic.
So yeah, it is short format that's creating a problem.
So like I would get really invested in that. And then when TikTok came, it was like a whole different genre of smut. I'm just going to be honest. Like it was like
monster erotica.
Yeah. Like weird, smutty,
dark
like
romance.
What I think of as like, I don't want to like, no,
you don't
want to
offend anyone.
Yeah. I don't want to offend anybody, but like,
but no, but the question is like,
it
is
like.
It better that people are able to unapologetically explore their interests?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now versus before they didn't know what they liked or like they were scared to, or you know what I mean? Like they felt shameful about what they did like or whatever that was. Yeah. Is it better that things are behind a closed door or is it better for things to be out in the open? I don't know the answer to that question.
I don't know
that's
the answer to that either.
A little bit too high level.
I don't think that's not my place.
Well, I just feel like TikTok is a certain kind of place. Like the type of content that's being pushed the hardest is specific. It's like a genre. Where, like, you know what I mean? Like, everything that I see on TikTok is, like, Colleen Hoover, Sarah J. Maas, the smutty romance. It's all romance. Everything's romance-based.
Yeah. Well, romance has always been the highest
genre,
the highest one.
Not as much. Like,
No.
I agree. But I haven't heard about it as much until getting into TikTok.
Is it better to be behind a closed door or is it better that everything's out in the open? I don't know.
I don't think it's bad.
I don't know if it's because your connection to us.
It's definitely
this podcast.
That's definitely it.
That's opened you to that kind of algorithm.
That's definitely it.
Because
we're part of it.
Because we've always known about romance.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Romance has always been the highest grossing.
I didn't know that romance wasn't Fabio books, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Well.
Thank you.
I thought everything was like either Fabio, like bust, like what are the corset buster type like stuff? No. Or here's like, where I'm at. I didn't know they had rom coms for books.
Let me ask you a question.
I thought it was like Meg Cabot type shit.
If TikTok didn't exist, does not a thing, right? Social media, Bookstagram, like people posting
even
about
Instagram
books.
Didn't exist.
Yeah,
saying.
If people were not posting
no
about
Instagram,
books.
No books.
Like Instagram existed, Bookstagram was not a thing. Okay. Yep. Okay. Did not exist at all.
Yep.
In your life back in the day to now, do you think you would have ever picked up a Sarah J. Maas book?
No.
Would you think you would have ever picked up a Jeannie Frost or any of those books?
Yes.
Probably.
See, I think it's interesting, like, especially the Sarah J. Maas stuff. Like, those are the things that I think people are hopping on. But also, it's a marketing thing.
But, like, I reached Sarah J. Maas without the internet.
How did you?
The library.
Interesting.
So, when I started commuting into the city for my new job back in 2019, I remember reading a lot because I was, like, on that train for frickin' ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started going to the library again. Library, like, more. And that's why I picked up the Cruel Prince series out of nowhere.
Yep.
Loved that. That was my first dip into like true like fantasy, even though it was YA fantasy. And through that, I found ACOTAR.
Interesting. See, I don't think I would have found any of those.
When I first started reading in 2020 or like back into reading in 2020, like I had read The Hunger Games. I'd read all those other ones. I started rereading Twilight because I was like, I want something that's like it's going to take me a little bit more time to like chew through. So then I started rereading Twilight and I was like, I wonder if I can find like a book that's like Twilight or a series that's like Twilight.
Crave.
And then I started reading Crave. And then I think I moved on to the Nalini Singh's like the Archangel. So that looks a little bit more like Jeannie Frost covers.
But how'd you find it?
So like just through like Googling.
And then once TikTok came, like is that how you discovered the whole world of like
we weren't on TikTok until
I was scrolling, but I wasn't on the book side of TikTok ever really.
For a very long time.
I never really reached
or Bookstagram or any of those.
Bookstagram I joined myself. Yeah.
I would say like maybe a year ago we started doing more stuff on Bookstagram.
TikTok
on BookTok.
I think everybody leans into what's like the most popular. And then that kind of like builds off of like,
I do think ACOTAR blew up in the last two years to three.
Yeah, oh, it blew.
Like
blew up. And I think and like I said, I think that's like really good marketing. Obviously we're gonna utilize
it's word of mouth.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But what has happened on BookTok, Bookstagram, all of the like the book social media, barring BookTube, is that you have people that are just constantly, and I am part of this, right? Is just like you're like constantly needing more and more to like read and consume. It's like high consumerism, right?
So and we're seeing like, people write books now
too
who are
quickly
never, yeah.
and are not editing things properly. And
do you
like,
feel that comes a lot in the indie publishing era? Because I feel like I've seen that in a lot of
well,
books.
Yeah, because you need to make money. Some of these authors need to make money. So,
so they're pumping out books.
How do you do that by making one book a year? Like let's say you're an independent author and you actually have a really good following. You put out one book a year. You're not making more than $40,000-$50,000 off that book.
Here's my other question.
No way.
Would you have written a book, do you think, if you never got into Bookstagram or BookTok?
I had started writing the book before I got into Bookstagram.
Okay, that's cool. I'm just curious.
Do
you think your reading count would be the same today if you didn't get into Bookstagram or BookTok?
Yeah.
I'm curious how different.
Was it reading a mental thing?
I'm curious how different your life would be. Like, what your world would look like.
I mean, I can tell you with all honesty, I have gotten so many interviews and opportunities because of our success on the podcast.
Yeah.
Really?
Because I added into my resume now because what it does is it shows that I have like an entrepreneurial mindset and like it gives me something to talk about that's interesting. Showing success in a hobby shows that like you can be successful in other parts of your life other than work. So like there's a lot of other things that come along with this. So like I do, no matter what happens with the podcast, I'm always going to add that in because it's a great talking point. I got laid off earlier this year. I went on probably, last year. Mm-hmm. I went on probably, I think like 80 interviews and every single one I brought up, they brought up the podcast.
That's so cool.
Interesting.
That's really cool.
No.
I don't know. I just feel like the way that I feel, and it's so different than you guys, but like, obviously I would have known nothing about any of these worlds.
Maria introduced us because she was on Bookstagram first.
Yeah.
But this is why we blew up, is because we, or I don't want to say blow up, but like,
this is why we have a couple people.
Why we have a following is because we decided to do the podcast. We started it on Bookstagram. We had pictures that were fucking terrible.
We joined Bookstagram. I took those pictures. Relax.
No. Mine were fucking terrible.
It was like the start of Reels.
But no, but I'm saying like people, Bookstagram was just photos.
Yeah.
It was flat lays and like these beautiful like, and people's bookcases and this, that, and the other thing. And then it turned into Reels, and we got a couple of Reels that blew up really quick because we started doing it
now
before everyone else. And now everyone does Reels, and now it's oversaturated. But it's the same thing with books, right? Like, so some indie authors got a lot of success off of putting books out there pretty quickly, and now everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
So it's just that, like, I don't think it's necessarily fast fashion. I think it's people following a trend of people being able to make money.
It makes me sad that like we're never going to have that time again where we go to a bookstore and like wait in line. But then at the same time, I have to like think about it. I'm like, okay, well, books are a lot more accessible now. And that's great. Like, you don't have to go for anybody. Like, you don't have to.
For us. For us.
Wait, what do you mean?
Other parts of the world are not like.
Oh, no. I'm saying not even like, I mean, for people who in the past, like, this is a specific group. Like, if people in the past couldn't leave their house to like go to a midnight release.
Yeah.
Like, now they have access to books.
Of course,
like outside of our bubble.
There are people in like Brazil where books are like $70 a book.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Australia. Talking about like America.
They're so priced in Australia. It's crazy.
No, I'm very much talking about our country. Like, they're like, at least us. We are very lucky to be able to access books quickly and like right to our device.
But like, again, the question is are books becoming fast fashion because of the accessibility and the ability to buy them at a cheaper price? And like, is Kindle Unlimited like aiding that, or are you creating more opportunities for people who would not necessarily have them?
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
Because of the constraints of traditional publishing.
Here's where I think is fast fashion: 5 versions of Crescent City 2.
Well, yeah, that's
Fast fashion.
That's bad
fashion. Yeah. That is printing extra versions just for shits and giggles.
Yeah,
it's not because it adds much else. You could release those as like on just her website. Maybe just pay an extra like $10 and you have a digital version of it.
Right.
I think it's
consumerism,
like toxic consumerism.
Yeah, I think that's the main one.
That's a better.
The fast fashion might not be the right term for it. I think the consumerism overall is where we see it, like the extra consumerism.
I think it's a problem with what you're saying, but the idea of people pumping out books for us to read them,
quickly.
Why is that bad?
I'm okay with that.
You know what I mean?
So
why does it matter?
I think what happens is it circles back to people feeling like elitist over books.
What's a good book
like,
and what's
not? No, not just that. Just being like, traditionally, the people who were able to read were people who were privileged and educated.
Mm.
So books have traditionally, through the years, through like the last 200 years, been only for the upper class, for the elite, right?
Sure.
And it was a sign.
Unless it was the Bible.
It was a sign, but they never read the Bible. It was a sign of higher education. So, and that was directly tied to like higher intelligence. If you were highly educated, that means you were highly intelligent, but that means you read books, blah blah blah, whatever. So now you have this like kind of like intrinsic feeling that people who are readers are smart because of how people were back in fucking the 1800s,
right
that you were privileged, you were highly educated because you were able to read. That's not the case anymore. Most people can read. We do have a problem with fucking reading comprehension in this country. That's a different fucking conversation. But for the most part, education and intelligence are no longer tied to books and reading anymore.
Okay.
And now you have people who kind of have a inflated notion of self because they're readers.
Yeah.
And they're trying to create this category that so many people don't fucking fit into.
Yeah.
And now that's why you see people talk down to romance readers. That's why you see people talk down.
There's a lot
about
that. Yeah.
Like different types and different tropes and different genres. And that's where I think you get this idea of fast fashion.
Okay.
Is that people are like, well, you shouldn't write books because you shouldn't write them quickly and they should be high quality and blah 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 blah. And it's like, well,
Can't we just dick around and have fun sometimes?
Like, it doesn't have to be that.
Not every TV show is the best. Not every movie is the best, but it's for someone.
Who the fuck are you?
Tell me what's good or not. If Amen. I like it, like I like Baddies on the Zeus Network. I eat that shit up every week.
I know.
And I know it's some people will think it's a terrible TV, but I don't care what you think. I like it.
But is TikTok ruining books?
TikTok ruins everything. That's the crux of it all. Yeah. TikTok ruins everything.
So we say all this,
but
and I'm like,
I do believe that there are good facets of the internet that we don't see at the forefront. Because what we get fed
saturated
is the shitty stuff. Because the that's rage what does farming, the best. The drama. That's what does the best, unfortunately, because we as humans are just too curious about that kind of stuff. Yep. But we don't see the good parts.
Right.
And what I know there are good ones.
What I want to happen again is I want. Like, if I could, like, try to fix America right now by, like, doing whatever, I would take away TikTok.
Yes.
I would remove any type of social media that wasn't, like, pre-Y2K. Like, literally, no, like, leave YouTube. Fucking, maybe YouTube, but, like, not even fucking live, no, like, Twitches, yeah. None of this shit anymore.
No, I like Twitch. I watch people. I love Twitch.
Go back to cable. Cable television, no more fucking streaming.
I was saying this about the
none of this
see,
shit.
Then that's taking away people's information.
No, but then you have to elevate the experience of news. We need to go back to the Walter Cronkites of the world, where you were just telling the news and there was no, like,
political agenda behind it.
Mm.
And you need to remove politics from news.
Mm. I was thinking about this when I was watching the Mean Girls movie last night. Watching it and how they inserted, and this is a spoiler for the Moon Girls, if you haven't seen it yet, but they added a bunch of, like, TikTok stuff and,
yeah,
like, TV social. Like, or social media things of, like, how Regina George gets, like, bombarded online instead of how it was when she got hit by the bus, whatever. It's all online. It's like, did you see Regina fall? Like,
yeah,
I hated it.
Yeah,
I was like, take me back to where this mentality of let's all bash people on the internet wasn't a thing.
Right.
I feel like the only thing you should be allowed to upload on the internet is, like, informational stuff. Like,
yeah, but then where are you getting thing. Your information,
like, entertainment
from?
No,
like
a thing,
like a like how to change the fucking handle on your microwave.
Got it. Yeah, how to crochet. Yeah,
how to do this.
What
how
YouTube
to, like,
was there for in the beginning.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think entertainment needs to be wiped from social media.
Like, entertainment should be its own thing. Is that what you're saying? Like,
that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what does entertainment do on social media? It's rage farming. Mm. It's getting people fucking worked up. It's getting people's emotions heightened from, right, like, and that's entertainment.
There's facets, though, because
then I will lose my job.
One, we lose our jobs.
Yeah.
Two, because
cable would be back.
But there are parts.
You get paid for syndication.
But I work in marketing. I work in
promos. Exactly. Same.
Like, my
it would still be ads,
but not on social media. But what I was trying to say was, to me, like let's say BookTube, for example, watching someone do a reading vlog is entertainment to me.
Yeah.
Carrie can read doing a 2-hour plot breakdown.
But that's informational.
That's true.
That's
the
not
reading vlogs sometimes aren't. They're just like, this is what I did today.
Yeah.
Well, those are stupid. I don't know.
I like them. They're
I
fun.
I mean, I love all types of YouTube videos, so I'm not the one to say.
You are a different thing. But I like to sit there. I'll play on my little Switch. I'll play on Fortnite, and I'll have people in the background doing their
daily
thing.
See, like, I think that's, like, overconsumption. I don't think we need that.
Well, yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. That's all we do is overconsume.
Yeah.
Since 2020, for sure, all we were taught what to do is overconsume because we couldn't go outside.
So we're in people don't want to admit this, but we're in late stage capitalism.
Oh,
so
what does that mean?
Yeah.
Essentially, where everything is commoditized.
Yep.
And this is where I hate, and this is
why I deleted TikTok.
This is why
shop
we
at,
don't.
Shop at.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But this is why we don't really necessarily get advertisements outside of, like, what's being shown within the pot. Like, other than the podcast ads, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't do social media ads. We don't, like, get deals for social media or whatever.
No.
And there's a reason for that. And it's because I mean, me specifically, I'm the one that's doing a lot of it, but I don't believe in commoditizing the hobby. So,
no.
And that's where so many people are like, I'm doing free labor by promoting this book. And it's like, no, it's your fucking hobby.
Yeah.
And now you want to be a part of late stage capitalism because you're commoditizing your own fucking hobby.
I mean, hey, we need to make money, bro.
You don't need to make money on your hobby. But that's what late stage capitalism makes you feel like you have to do.
That's what I was going to say. Like, we're drowning, dude. Like,
you have to try to make money somehow.
Exactly.
So you are squeezing it out of everywhere.
Exactly. And it's,
but that's not fucking right.
At what point is it going to collapse? Because it has to collapse.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I know. I've said this several times. I've said it several times. I don't like the idea of making your hobby your job.
Yes. I know, and we did that.
Yes. We were fed. Yep. No, my parents said go into the military. I should have fucking done it.
No,
I wouldn't have liked it either.
Yeah.
But I feel it in my bones, man. Don't make your hobby your career.
It's true.
Because you're putting a monetary value behind what you love.
It
and
drains
what brings
you
joy.
It drains
And then when you.
You
no longer have that connection to that hobby, because now you have people above you who get to tell you, sorry, your creative is not good. Let's take you through 17 rounds to make it how I want it, because my creative matters more than your creative, because I get paid more.
Amen.
And it turns into like, okay, so then my what made me happy no longer makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone has to find something new to do. That's why everyone thinks they're going to blow up on TikTok, or they're going
to
say the next salacious thing on a podcast.
But
like, we do this.
Job.
I know it sounds hypocritical because we're on a podcast and we're like, there are ads on our thing, but I don't even know how what ads are on this thing. But we don't look at this as a job.
No,
this is a hobby that's like fun, but it could go away tomorrow and we're fine.
But then you see all these YouTubers complaining about like, and you know what, we're all human, I get it, but the amount of people that are just like, I just don't find joy anymore, I'm miserable,
I'm burnt out.
And it's like, bro, if you worked a fucking 9-to-5 and you got your ass handed to you almost every single, I just think of WWE all the time. I'm just like, you don't even know. Like, you're working for your fucking self. Take a break or do something. Like,
they can't.
I don't like.
No, but they make so much money.
And they also, like I said in a previous thing, they bash the blue collar. They bash the regular 9-to-5 as if it's like, how dare I? Why would I ever be a regular schmo over at like a grocery store? Like, they think it's beneath them.
Exactly.
And it's like, no, if without them, your grocery store isn't open.
Mm-hmm.
Without that guy,
they're not
going to
watch your video.
You're not getting an oil change.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Exactly.
I just wish we could not follow. Like, I wish people would stop following these influencers.
I know. And I do
really
it too on
wish
YouTube.
That, like, we did like a max exodus of like following people on TikTok. Like, all of these people that have, like, 2 million, 5 million, 15 million, I wish they, like, everyone just unfollowed all these people at once.
It sucks because there are good people that, like, do mean well and do good on the internet. And
but, again, they're drowned by all the people who do bad.
Exactly.
But, like, there's some, like, okay, like, there's family bloggers out there and stuff. Like, they are the fucking worst. And they're, like, and they make so much fucking money.
The
like
LeBrants.
John shows me this all the time. Like, there's the like worst. this couple that has like a kid that's similar age as Hudson, and they make like, they both are just full time on their channels, and they make like $500,000-$700,000 a year.
A month.
Well, I mean, they're not that big. But.
Ninja makes $500,000 a month, and he just streams video games for 3 hours a day. So it's like, I don't know. When people,
like,
when you're making, when you're making $500,000 a month.
Like, is he funny?
Oh my God. Ninja's like the worst.
Is he?
Oh, have you watched any of it? He screams.
So how does he get?
He randomly just goes. Meow.
I watched.
I'm like, what?
I watched Carmen King.
Oh,
that's who I watch.
Like,
I love Carmen King.
I don't know.
But he was at that pocket where he started it right at the
start.
So,
but like,
he's the reason why he would do it.
Let's say you're a fucking smoking hot 18-year-old girl and you have the choice. Let's say you have like 100,000 followers on TikTok and you have the choice to either go into fucking college or just try to build your career. Why wouldn't you just build your career?
That's
on
what
TikTok?
They're all doing.
That's what they want.
But yes, so obviously, because you're making $2 million a year off doing
but
fucking
it's a shelf,
nothing.
It has a very small shelf life, though.
But you don't know.
Unless you're a D'Amelio.
It's not going away. Earl, fucking Emma Chamberlain, all these girls are fucking
Emma was on something recently a couple months ago, how people hate her guts because she wanted something different.
They love her.
No, but she's a celebrity.
She went mainstream.
She's a celebrity now.
Yeah.
For what? She's got no fucking talent. I don't know what
she
does.
She made life look good.
She got fashion, I think.
Yeah, I think she does fashion.
Yeah.
That is such a mate. That's like being like, I'm a psych major. This is such a fucking made up thing.
Minds are a thing. What? It's like, it's fine.
No, I but think I'm just now, saying, like, it's not like a, it's not like anything real.
You know what this episode should be called? Betches bitch about social media.
Oh my god.
That's what this episode is. Because that's literally where we've gotten.
I love how we start off with a topic.
It's every like, time.
Book talk consumerism, right? And then it just goes into fuck the Charlie world. D'Amelio.
Yo, fuck, I'm a chamber.
You're not working every time, at shit. It's a fucking hobby. Get
do,
over
do
yourself.
You have, do you have like people on the internet that like when you see them come up you just get so fucking angry?
No, I just don't follow them. I got rid of it. I don't follow them.
I don't
like block people, but
who name three.
Emma Chamberlain, every time your stupid fucking ad comes up
never
makes me
I've
so
seen
angry.
Emma Chamberlain once in the last Emma like 8 years.
I never watched her.
I didn't even know she was still the fact
I
that
say
you
I'm not interested and it still fucking shows up. I right, Anna, you can't block ads.
I never
there was
her.
Something recently
I want to be able to block ads.
Get
I forget
YouTube
what.
Premium.
Yeah, YouTube
I don't
Premium. Maybe.
Look at YouTube.
Oh, that's where I live. I live
oh,
on YouTube.
Yeah, man. That'll change your life. Delete Instagram. Delete TikTok.
That's
just be on
be a
YouTube.
Thing, though. Did you talk about this recently? A couple like in the last like 6-7 months.
What?
That Instagram or TikTok is going to turn into a paid thing. So you're going to get you're going to start paying to not see ads.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to it's basically what they did on airplanes is they're making the environment so insufferable that like now you're going to pay to upgrade into comfort.
Well, that's what's happening on TikTok. Like really? I said, you scroll and it's TikTok shop and then everything's a really TikTok weird shop. Fucking live. Scroll back down and add. Then you scroll again, TikTok shop,
hold on. Instagram.
Then a normal video,
Instagram
then a live, then a TikTok shop,
so
add, TikTok shop, normal video.
Do you want to
every
like,
four you get a normal video?
Do you want to like throw up?
Yeah.
Okay. So
sure.
You, because you guys were we have like a TikTok shop or whatever. We have like the availability
do
to do that.
We have.
We
oh,
do
we
have that availability.
Do not do that, please.
We have the availability to okay. do it. So when because of that, I can see how much commission we can get on all of these things.
Ew. Oh, expose it. Give us the numbers. Give
so
us numbers.
So, for example, this is like a camera, right? It says a 15% commission. So every time somebody buys it from our shop, you would get $5.85.
No.
$5.85?
$5.85.
So how much is the camera?
That's like the affiliate ad thing. Like everyone's having all these Amazon things. Like
this
I bought on Amazon
and, you know
and
what?
They're not disclosing like, that as affiliate.
They're tricky about some of the ads too. They're like, I played okay, a bunch so like, of games that...
So this one is like a brush. It's a $34 foundation brush. The commission is a 20% commission. You made $6.80 on it.
Every time somebody
every time somebody buys that.
Off of your link.
Off of your link.
That's what happened with Amazon right now. Amazon's the big one that all these people are on Amazon. Like, oh, guys, link to my storefront, all my stuff. But they're not saying, they're not disclosing that's an affiliate ad. When they're supposed
to. So this one's $7.50
for a camera.
What
she's been saying a lot over the last couple months about the FTC and like the guidelines people are not following, there's going to be a crackdown. There's going to be a crackdown people who are not disclosing ads correctly.
Damn.
And I want nothing to do
with
it.
And it's every single video you scroll and it's either TikTok shop or an ad.
This one is $4.80. Like I see, every single person what I would make or we would make if we
did the same thing.
Did the same, like $7. Some of them are like, $30 like those bigger some of those bigger items.
I hate it.
I'm not gonna lie, I bought one thing on TikTok shop.
No, I hate it.
I have two.
I hate it.
And I bought it for free though because you got like a super discount coupon.
Wow,
you can get like super discount coupons.
No, I bought a cool toy for my niece and nephew on TikTok shop and now I'm sitting here like damn how much money because it was unavailable after.
I got an ad for because my sister loves those Highland cows.
Yeah,
she's like obsessed with those.
That's
cows
cute,
right? So she goes to my mom like, mom, I want this cow at our house in DR.
yeah.
And my mom was like, we can't have a cow. I'm sorry.
Cows and angels.
So I got an ad for like Legend something. I'm sorry if you get the ad now. But it's like a plushie of the Highland cow.
Wow.
And that's the one thing I saw on Instagram that I was like, I'll buy that for my sister. And she loved it. But
and
that's
now do you get
ads.
A bunch of cows?
I don't have Instagram anymore. No. So
smart.
I'm free.
I think the moral of the story of all of this is delete social media.
We say it every couple months.
We
but
do.
Like this is what should happen for books. Is
so
that this is how the solution for book like books
because you just popped up a thing with skincare. My sister was telling me this yesterday. My sister works at Ulta as her side job, and she's saying the thing right now is all these kids.
I heard about this.
7 to 10 year olds.
This is on TikTok a lot.
Apparently, they're going with mommy's credit card to Sephora, spending
hundreds
and hundreds of dollars worth of skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, because she works at Ulta, she sees these kids.
That's crazy.
And she goes to the parents. She's like, do you want a second recommendation? This stuff has retinol. It has retinol. It has AHAs, BHAs. It's not good for your child's face.
Right.
Because she's 5 years old.
Wow.
This is for someone who's in their 30s.
Wow.
Battling like wrinkles and stuff. Yeah. It's not safe for her skin.
And they don't care.
The kids are just like, I want it.
Oh my gosh.
And they go on TikTok, yep, on mommy run TikToks.
Wow.
It's like, here's what I got at Sephora today. And they're smothering stuff on their face. I haven't seen this personally, but this is what my sister told me because she's in that world. And it scares me.
It's scary.
Everything. And then the new South Park episode was about the cred juice.
Yeah, cred juice. It was so funny.
And it explains it perfectly. Yes. Everything's being marketed to our kids.
It's scary.
Kids run the world with their marketing because mommy and daddy are going to buy us to shut you up.
It's just a matter of time before we see kids on book talk and shit. And like the
I'm
books.
Sure they're already there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's just you're not.
Anyway,
yeah, but like it's crazy because I could just see all
look
of
at
it.
You doom scrolling now.
I know.
I'm looking for like different ones. Like this is 7:47. Like it's anywhere. I would say regularly between $5 and $10.
That's crazy
per item sold.
This has turned into the new QVC.
But it
we
is.
Can't. We can't.
TikTok is QVC.
Get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
We have no way of getting out.
People hate it.
I used to turn off QVC when I used to see
people hate it. Yeah. My nana, back when you had like plasma TVs,
yeah.
The QVC like scroll and like the lower third was burned in. That's how much it was on.
That's crazy.
No. So when you were on any other channel, you could see like a fucking halo of
that's
that.
That's so funny.
Wow. Okay. I know we derailed again.
Yeah.
Well, that
was a good episode.
Moral of the story. Delete social media. Live free.
So should I like delete TikTok and just do...
Yeah.
Yeah,
YouTube.
Just stick on Instagram.
But what about shorts? Like, does
oh my god, YouTube shorts?
YouTube shorts. Yeah,
do that.
Just do it on shorts.
Should I just stop TikTok and just do shorts?
Yes.
1,000%.
Just build us up on shorts.
Yes.
Don't ask me again. So I'm gonna say yes.
Literally yes.
The only problem with shorts is it has to be all real audio, right?
Yep. Has to be you.
So you got to be clever.
I am clever.
Good luck.
She is clever. She's the most clever. That's why she does it.
It's a different audience on YouTube, though. So good luck.
Well, one person commented on one of our recent videos. Look at the dog.
I loved it.
All it
said. I loved it.
All it said was look at the dog.
That made me very happy,
and
that comment.
And then I was like, what did Zita do?
It's just,
so
look
I
at
scrolled
it.
The whole episode and she's sleeping the whole episode.
They were probably so excited. They're probably like, look at the dog.
I hope so, but I don't know why in my head every comment I read sounds mean.
I loved that comment. It was just like, look at the, you know what it reminded me of? Our friend Katie just being like, look at the dog. And it's like, okay, Katie. I love it. All right. Well,
so we call Maddie Tookie sometimes.
Yeah,
because
you said this before.
We go instead of look, we go Took.
Yeah. Was that it? Was that the whole story?
Sick. Look at the dog. Took it the dog. Took.
Leslie and I always go, that's just my Zina baby. Like,
that's just my baby Zina dog. Baby.
So it's Zina baby.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for joining us on this derailed episode of Books and Betches. If you have some topics you would like us to discuss, send them on over to Instagram. That's books_n_betches, BETCHES. Tell Erica to delete our TikTok in our
comment
messages.
On our YouTube what topics you like and want us to talk about.
Yeah, go to YouTube, man. YouTube's way cooler than anything
else. And Chris looks at those comments right away.
I do. I look at all of our comments. Just subscribe to our YouTube. We could chat more there. You could see us. It's just so much fun. The vibes are better.
If you want to
The vibes are best at Discord.
If you want to talk to me, though, specifically,
yeah.
Erica, message me on Instagram. I'm the most... I'm the person
only.
That's... managing like the DMs on Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm less on Discord because I put so
I'm
much time
on
Discord. Instagram.
Yeah, no.
I'm not on
Discord.
So I'm gonna be
Kristen
honest.
Kristen and Maria are on Discord.
I'm not on anything usually because I get very distracted. But then at the end of the day, I'm
I tell
like,
you
oh,
to
shit.
Go in and look at it.
Exactly. Keep doing that. That's great. I'll look on YouTube all day though.
Yeah, so. I'm on Discord several times a day.
Maria's Discord, Erica's Instagram, I'm YouTube. There
I'm
you
on
go.
Discord several times a day to where it's like I open it on muscle memory.
See? There
just
you go.
Cause.
Thank you all for listening and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.